I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
My decision was totally legal. There were certain circumstances that came to my attention, and I just felt...
Nobody's questioning the legality. It's the headline. Something like this appears on the front page of a newspaper. People see controversy whether it's there or not.
I wasn't happy with that story either.
If we are going to close this nomination, we have to avoid anything that even smells like controversy.
If the couple repetitions, I will grant the divorce. I just felt sometimes, especially in a small town where everyone knows each other, I think it's important to stay within the law, but use an element of common sense. In this case, I just thought it was the right thing to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subjects today will be the TV series premieres of Debbie Macomber's Cedar Cove and the Bullock Family Ranch. Actress Andy McDowell of Cedar Cove and Rusty and Julie Bullock of the Bullock Family Ranch will join us for a fascinating excursion exploring these wholesome and entertaining TV series. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts?
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time. Today on the TV Time Machine, we dock our magical transport just outside a picturesque small town known as Cedar Cove. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome the star of the new TV series Cedar Cove, Andy McDowell. Ms. McDowell is a Golden Globe-nominated actress, having starred in such films as Sex, Lies, and Videotape, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Green Card, and Groundhog Day. Over the next segment, Andy McDowell will help us explore virtually every aspect of this TV series, which is based on Debbie Macomber's popular series of books that premieres Saturday, July 20th at 8 p.m. on Hallmark Channel, as we experience the romance, friendships, and drama that can be found in Cedar Cove. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to land in this port of call, feel free to stay at the local bed and breakfast as we get a taste of the past while visiting this very special town in the present. Andy, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Andy, you're starring in the new series Debbie Macomber's Cedar Cove, which premieres Saturday, July 20th at 8 p.m. on Hallmark Channel. Andy, what is the premise of Cedar Cove? And also tell us about your character, Olivia Lockhart.
Well, Cedar Cove is about a small town with a big heart. And like you said, it's taken from Debbie Macomber's books. She's sold over 170 million copies of her books, and she's been on the New York Times bestsellers list. And Cedar Cove is taken from Port Orchard, Washington, where she lives. And it's a place where people know each other and care about each other. And I play a judge who uses her courtroom to help the people in her community. She has great morals and great standards, and she stays within the law, but she really cares about the people that come into her courtroom. And at the same time, it's taken from a romance novel, so you're going to meet an ensemble cast, and I'm working with some really great actors. Bruce Boxleitner and Tara Rothery, Dylan Neal, Bobber Nevin. I don't know if I forgot anybody, but we're great, great cast members, and we're having a lot of fun.
Andy, what do you find most intriguing about your character on Cedar Cove?
I have really enjoyed the opportunity to play a woman who is the pillar of the community that people look up to. And I think it's great that it's a woman and not a man. No offense. But I think it's a great role model that, you know, that I am the judge and I'm the one that everybody looks to and that I have strength. And I, you know, it's me that everybody turns to fix things or to help them. And I, you know, I'm really enjoying that aspect of it. At the same time, the romance part is kind of fun, too.
Now, where is Cedar Cove filmed?
We are filming in Vancouver. It's an all around Vancouver, and we shot some stuff in Victoria, too. It's beautiful. Some of the locations are so amazingly beautiful that it feels surreal. It's like being in a dream. You have to stop and look around and say, this is real. That's how amazing it is. It's like a painting. It's just gorgeous. So feel very fortunate. And that's part of the character is what Cedar Cove looks like. It's where everybody wants to live.
Now, you briefly mentioned him earlier, Dylan Neal, who plays your romantic interest, Jack, on Cedar Cove. Tell us about working with him and also his character.
Oh, I'm having a great time working with Dylan, and it's interesting because you really get to know someone well. It's not like on a movie where you're zipping in and out. We've been here with each other, getting to know each other through the whole process. And Dylan takes his work very seriously, but at the same time, he can be lighthearted, and we have a good time. You know, we're having fun. I was telling a friend of mine back in Asheville, North Carolina, which is where I lived for 12 years. I can really relate to small towns because I've lived in small towns up until recently. I've lived in really small towns. Before I lived in Asheville, I lived in Montana, where the population was like 300 and something at the time I was there. That's how small. But I was telling a friend of mine the other day about working with Dylan, and I was like, oh, poor me. He's got, you know, he has incredible physique. I know, but it's the truth. I just go, oh my gosh, is that real? For me, I have to kiss Dylan Neal, and gosh darn, they're paying me.
Exactly.
But Dylan was saying to me the other day, he was like, oh, we're doing a scene. He was like, I still get nervous doing these scenes. He said, do you get nervous? I said, no, are you kidding me? I'm having the time of my life. These are not the scenes that make me nervous. There's, you know, especially when when you're doing the romantic scenes, they're not very highly dialogue-driven scenes. So it's mostly about looking in his eyes, which that's a lot of fun, too. They're beautiful eyes. So, yeah, I'm having a good time. I think those are probably the most relaxing scenes for me because I really don't even think about the work. I just look at Dylan and have a good time.
Well, how would you describe their relationship, Olivia and Jack, and what sort of complications might exist between the two of them ultimately?
What we've been shooting so far, there will be, I've lost a son. I had a son that drowned with my first marriage with my husband, Stan, and we're going to go through a whole process where Stan is finally coming back and wants to deal with the death of our son because he was unavailable when it happened, and we divorced. And so there's the complexity of having him come back into my life, and at the same time, I've already started this amazing relationship. I haven't had a relationship. I'm finally in a relationship with this great man, played by Dylan Neal, Jack, who is the reporter in the paper. And so there's going to be that triangle will exist as to what's really happening, what are Stan's intentions, how does that affect my relationship with Dylan, and it's all taken from Debbie's books. So we're hoping we please the fans. The fans have been communicating on the Facebook, Hallmark's Facebook page and Cedar Cove's Facebook page, talking about their expectations of these characters and what we're going to do. So I'm hoping that they're happy.
Well, you mentioned Debbie. She's one of the executive producers on Cedar Cove. What has it been like working with her?
Oh, she's so sweet. She is just an amazing, prolific writer and a dynamic person when you meet her. Just a huge character and very charming woman. And Hallmark has had great success with her books in the past. They've had different Christmas shows that have been hugely successful. So I'm hoping that Hallmark will be successful in this first scripted series that I feel so fortunate to be cast in. And Debbie's great.
Getting back to your character, are there any qualities of Judge Lockhart that you particularly relate to?
I grew up in a small town. I chose to stay in a small town. I could have moved to Los Angeles years ago, but I wanted to raise my kids in a small town. That my family is the most important part of my life. I am a strong woman. I do feel like I care about my community, and I'm involved in my community. So there are a lot of parallels, I believe, between the two characters. I am in the line, you know, people see me. They see what I do. I have to be careful about what I do. So does Olivia. Olivia stands out in her community. It's in a sense she doesn't have the freedom to do certain things. She, you know, people are watching her. She is cautious. There is this reservedness to her and how she goes out in the world. That's why she has this crazy best friend that's played by Terrell Rothery. She has a friend that's full of life and takes chances and pushes the limits. And you know, Olivia has a little bit of a guard up, in a sense, in that she, you know, she's the judge. You know, there's certain things that she feels that she can and cannot do. And I understand that.
Well, you mentioned it briefly before. Where can people find out more about Cedar Cove online?
There's Cedar Cove TV has a Facebook, and so does Hallmark has a Facebook, and I haven't had a lot of time to visit it because I've been so busy working on this, but I did notice the other day that there were people making comments to me, so I'm trying to get on there to respect them and say something back to them. But I have, you know, I'm hopefully after the shooting's done, I'll have more time to communicate with people. But it's a whole interesting process, the Twitter world and the Facebook world, because that did not exist for me.
Exactly.
You know, when I first started, so yeah, it's CedarCoveTV.com is where people can go, to find out. But there's a Facebook page for Hallmark and Cedar Cove.
Andy McDell, starring in the new series Debbie Maycomber's Cedar Cove, which premieres Saturday, July 20th at 8 p.m. on Hallmark Channel. Andy, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
All right. Thank you.